Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to another program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying, but you and I can work together to win the lost. This is Sister Sharon Knotts encouraging you to stay tuned for a very special message by my father, Brother Hardy. If you have wondered why you cannot seem to maintain a spiritual level of liberty in your walk with Christ, if you sometimes have difficulty overcoming your fleshly desires, if you want to do more than breakthrough, you want to stay through, this message is for you. The message is entitled, One More Time. Let's join Brother Hardy now for One More Time.
You're empty. My God, the most terrible place in the world for a Christian in this world is to be in a place called empty.
Yeah.
Empty. Samson laid one time too many in Delilah's lap. He got away with it for a while because he had that much of spirit on him. But when he came down to the last measure, because he didn't renew it every day. One last measure. He probably thought, let me see if I still got it before I sit down with the Lord. And he spoke in tongues. Still had the measure on him. Wasn't real loud and forceful, but it was just enough to say, Tanama Hasai. And he laid down in Delilah's lap, the world and the flesh. And the secret of his power was not his hair. It was the sign of the secret of his power. There were seven locks, and seven is a perfect, complete number. It meant God wanted absolute, entirely perfect consecration. But the minute he laid it on his lap, he began to break it. Until he laid the last time in Delilah's lap, and he totally lost his consecration to God. In the meantime, that devil was tearing his people all to pieces. He wasn't where he was anointed to be a deliverer, a type of Jesus. You'd have thought that he'd appreciated that anointing. He was the only one on the face of the earth that had it. We have this treasure. It's a treasure. It's a treasure. My God, it's more of treasure than silver or gold and anything. The anointing. I wake up sometimes in the night. I check and see if the anointing's still there. The anointing breaks the yoke. The anointing. You can say in the name of Jesus all you want. The seven sons of Sceva said in the name of Jesus, but nothing happened because the anointing wasn't there.
Yeah.
And Samson lost his consecration, and the devil took the sign of it away. Shaved his head off. Shaved the hair. Said, you've lost your consecration. You don't have any power. Your power's in your consecration. Your dedication being set apart for God as a vessel that God could use. He couldn't use her laying in Delilah's lap. He didn't have no mind and burden for God's people. All he wanted to do was fulfill his ungodly lust. And she said, Samson, the Philistines are on you. Now, up until the time, if you read the story, it said, and the Spirit of the Lord fell on him and shook him. But now he's got his own mind. And he jumped up and he says, I will shake myself. And the devil ain't afraid of your shaking. Whole lot of shaking going on, but God's not in it. You can shake all you want, but the devil's not afraid of your shaking. He's only afraid when you're being shook by the Holy Ghost. That's what shakes him up. You get shook by the Holy Ghost, let the shaker shake you, then the devil is shook up. But if you get up and shake, you ain't bothering the devil. He ain't worrying. The Philistines came and he shook himself, but nothing happened. No anointing. There was no inherent anointing in him. It was no power in himself. It was in the anointing. But the anointing was gone because he broke his consecration and God let him be a plucked chicken. What 1,000 Philistines couldn't do in full armor, Delilah did it laying in his lap. The enemy couldn't whip him when he was on the battlefield of the Lord. He was safer with a jawbone of an ass with 1,000 of the elite soldiers of Philistines coming to kill him than he was laying in Delilah's lap without an anointing. God said, you don't have an anointing? Cut that hair off. Take the sign away. You lost your consecration. And the most unprofitable minister on the earth is a minister that's lost his consecration and his anointing and message. Now, preachers, I'm going to tell you how you know when you're leaking out. The first thing you do is, and if you're a Christian per se, you lose your burden. That's the first thing you lose. A preacher, you can lose your burden, but you can still go on and be a professional preacher. Get in and preach without a burden. Just business. But then the next thing you do is you lose your message. How many say amen? And you start bringing in a bunch of foolishness. But you know most people are living at that level, so they'll go along with you.
Yeah.
You're quiet. I hope you got blessed quietness tonight. It's time to get serious. Because I don't know whether you know it or not, but God's got his fan going through this church. And you look, and people are shook out of here. I've been real burdened today, Shirley. I've been all shook up. What are you doing, God? I said, it's springtime. I'm cleaning my, I'm pluming my bloom and trimming my limb. I'm getting the dead wood off. Only sucking the life out of the church. And I was shook up and God said, don't worry. It's my tree. It's my limb. It's my bloom. Huh? You're just a tool in my hand. I'm the husbandman. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches, and my Father is the husband, and every limb in me that brings forth fruit, he purges it to bring more fruit. And if it don't bring forth fruit, then he cuts it out. And it's cast forth, and men gather it and cast it in fire. Now, that's not once saved, always saved. Oh, they were in it, brother. They were in it. And in the 9th chapter of Romans, it says, don't be boastful, you Gentiles, over the Jew because you're in the vine and the Jews are broke off because you were a wild olive branch and put into the vine and you stand by faith. Because if God didn't spare the natural branches, that sin, neither is he going to spare you, the unnatural branches. And if they don't remain in unbelief, he can draft them back in again. You stand by faith, by obedience. You can't have faith when you're not obeying God. Your heart condemns you. God's greater than your heart and knows all things.
Amen.
How many say amen? The little foxes spoil the vine. A little bit at a time. And the devil's playing with you. And I'm on the sideline seeing it. And I'm hollering. Alert. Red alert. Danger. Mayday. But people are drunk. They can't see it. They're going on anyhow. They got their head stuck in the ground like an ostrich. Did you hear what God said about the ostrich? It was one creature he made that didn't have sense. Because the ostrich reasons this way. He sees the wolf and the lion coming. So the ostrich says, if I stick my head in the ground, I won't see him and he won't be there. But you can stick your head in the ground all you want. The wolf's coming. And the next thing you know, his head's not in the ground. It's in the wolf. Help us, God. Help me, Jesus. God, help me to reach your people. Before they get empty. One time too many. Empty. The last measure's gone. Measures of the Spirit. Didn't John say in John 3:35-36, and in that area, for the Father loveth the Son, and giveth not the Spirit to him by measure. Measures. According to your measure, how quick, if you don't renew it every day, you leak out. Some that's got a whole lot takes a little longer, but if they just keep it up, they're going to leak out. You're going to leak out. You don't want to read the Bible. It's a burden. You don't want to pray. It's too hard. And you sure don't want to go to church. No, no, no. Especially, you don't want to hear Brother Harney because he never tells you good things. Huh? Is that what Ahab said? When Jehoshaphat had all these false prophets, had 750 of them. And Jehoshaphat said, ain't there a prophet of the Lord here? He said, it's only one, but he never speaks good things of me. He said, I don't want him here. Jehoshaphat said, bring him here. I want to hear from God. How many say amen? Thank God Jehoshaphat wanted to hear from God. And the prophet Malachi came and said, go on up. God will give me the victory. And Ahab said, I adjure you in the name of the Lord. Tell me the truth. He said, you want to know the truth, you devil? All right. I saw Israel scattered on the hills without a shepherd. He said, see, Jehoshaphat, I told you he wouldn't speak good things. Put him in prison till I come. And he said, if you come, God didn't speak by me, brother. How many say amen? How many hears me? I want to hear the God. I want to have an ear. Let him that have an ear hear the word of God. I want to hear the word of God. If I don't want to, if the devil's fighting me to read a chapter or read the whole book, if the devil fights me for praying 10 or 15 minutes, I'm going to stay down at least an hour. If the devil's fighting me to come to church, I'm going to come to church that much more. Because what you got to do is fight the devil on the thing he's fighting you on. You got to fight him back. I'm going to get here. I don't care. I'm going to get here no matter what. And some of them have got the biggest trick of the devil at all. They're working. Instead of going to hell easy, they're working their way into hell. I'm working. I'm working. I'm getting the overtime. And you're getting leaked out. You're getting empty.
Amen. I trust that you are being spiritually informed by this powerful, eye-opening, devil-chasing, flesh-crucifying message by Brother Hardy one more time. Saints, do you find yourself struggling to maintain your spiritual liberty in Christ? Are you always being pulled by your fleshly desires? The scripture says that the spirit lusteth against the flesh and the flesh against the spirit. These two are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Does your soul long to walk in the anointing daily renewed by God's Spirit? Well, this message is for you. It will show you how to avoid the pitfalls and strategies that Satan, our adversary, uses to bind us when we give place to him. The Bible says, though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. This message, one more time, is a must for you if you want to walk in liberty and victory. It is available on both cassette and CD. For your love gift of at least $10 and asking for offer number 230 CD, we'll send you the CD. Ask for offer number 230 T and we'll send you the cassette tape of One More Time. And that's offer number 230. Write Brother Hardy and enclose the minimum love offering of $10 and request offer number 230. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine. Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.